And what about in the relapse setting? This man unfortunately seemed to go downhill after getting ibrutinib, but there are two other agents approved, lenalidomide and bortezomib. How do you integrate these modalities and also venetoclax, we were talking about before, into the therapy relapse disease?
Yeah, you know, I think these are all on the list. I think what we have learned about ibrutinib is that when somebody has progressive disease on ibrutinib, it's sort of like the car is starting to roll, and when you stop the ibrutinib, you take your foot all the way off the brake. So we will often add therapies on top of ibrutinib in those situations rather than just stopping, which we have learned by experiences such as this. The proper sequence of these agents, I think we don't know. I tend to reserve ibrutinib for later in the disease course, but I think we really don't know what the proper approach is. This patient also could have had bendamustine at that point because he hadn't had that either. So for those who have long remissions after cytotoxic chemotherapy, you can also consider chemo again.